Yeah, this is more of a love him or list him the idea, because he's got a big plan, wondering if this is something he should follow through with or not.
Yeah, how could it go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong? Oh, man. Okay, Michael, let's hear it. What's the big idea? What's going on, man?
This is going to sound kind of odd, but I'm thinking of having my kid feel something for me.
Oh.
Yeah, that does sound a little odd.
That's illegal.
It's not actually for me. It's for my wife, so I guess that makes it a little better, right? She's been really bothered by her just really nasty sister Jeanette. And we're convinced that she stole something. Well, she stole her mother's diamond and sapphire bracelet after her mom died.
Oh, so this isn't like stealing power tools from Home Depot for you. It's more like...
This is like a deep family kind of issue. So their mom wore this bracelet every single day of her life, even on her deathbed. And the kind of the crappy part is Jeanette was there when her mother passed away, and we've never seen the bracelet since.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Jeanette.
What a crazy story. Go on.
I talked about this with a friend of mine. He's like, oh, so you think your wife deserves the bracelet? No, it's legally hers. Her mom left it to her in the will. And of course, it's the most expensive thing her mother ever owned. And obviously, that's why cheapskate Jeanette always wanted it. So much so, we're pretty sure she took it off her mom's cold, dead body.
Oh, my God.
Jeanette, what is wrong with you?
That is so twisted. Really? Have you talked to Jeanette about this?
Oh, it's completely screwed up. Jeanette says, oh, it must have gotten lost at the hospital. You know how they are. And all this is like, yeah, right. So I have a plan. I don't know. I thought I'd run it by you guys first, see if you think it's a dumb plan. But I just have a feeling you might actually appreciate it.
Love to hear it. What is it?
I convinced my wife to go to Jeanette's for Thanksgiving. And first of all, that's the first miracle in and of itself, right? Because my wife was like, screw her. We're not going there for Thanksgiving. And I didn't tell my wife my plan, even though I think she'd support it, but I want her kind of in the clear, you know, to just be there with her sister. So I told my kids what's going on, and basically I want to distract Jeanette and her husband in the kitchen and send my kids on a mission to find the bracelet.
Oh, it's like a scavenger hunt almost.
So I've told them all the places they should look, the shoebox, the closet, medicine cabinet, a safe in the master bedroom, all this kind of stuff. I mean, look, the thing is, even if we find it and hang it in her face, which of course we're not going to do, she would never admit to it, and she would never come clean, and of course she would never give it back. So I feel like, am I training my kids to be criminals, or are we doing the right thing? You know, I mean, I feel like this is more Robin Hood than bank robber, you know.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's so sneaky and devious, though, to distract the family. And okay, kids, go, go, go.
Yeah, come on, you go over there, you go over here.
My sister-in-law is such a BI, and she's just made my wife's life miserable. And I'm like, you know what, screw her, enough of this. The bracelet's my wife's, we should get it back. And then, you know what, forget Thanksgiving in the future. I don't know, maybe I just tell my wife, oh my God, you won't believe this, I found it in a pawn shop. I mean, I'm not really sure how to end the story, but...
I don't know if you want to just keep piling lies on top of lies, but...
Yeah, no kidding.
Ooh.
Oh, but then you've got to be so careful and make sure your wife never wears it, where a photo could be taken, where Jeanette could go, aha! I get that it sucks and it really hurts, but what if she truly doesn't have it? And then what if Jeanette finds your kids in her bedroom, you know?
That's the problem.
Oh, I mean, this could go from bad to worse so fast. Is it worth it? Some of these things, I'm like, oh, people, just let it go. You're so much better off just letting this stuff go than, you know, hanging on to it and being bothered by it forever.
And if she did take it or steal it and has it, well, that's on her. That's on her karma.
Karma always comes around, doesn't it?
It does, every single time. So that's something she's got to live with.
Ah, but I do love the idea of getting it back. It would be sweet redemption.
Especially since she did it, it appears maliciously, because she didn't like her mom's will. So she sidestepped it and said, we're not going to follow mom's will. It's like, no, screw you. That's not cool.
Well, let's see what listeners have to say. Carrie, you're in St. Paul. Do you think they should go through with this?
I think they should totally go through with it. This is totally something that I would do. She totally has it. And even if they don't find it, they have to at least try and look for it.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Appreciate it. Let's get to Suzanne. You're in St. Paul. You were in a situation sort of like this?
Yeah.
In what way?
So, well, actually not me. It was my boyfriend. My boyfriend and his ex have 50-50 custody. So every other week the kids switch off. And the ex always curious, you know, where he's living, where he's at. So then the mom told him, hey, you know, when you're at your dad's place, go and get the uncle's mail, take a picture so that I know where they're staying at. So then, of course, you know, the son came over, the picture of the uncle's mail, went back home. So then the mom eventually, you know, got the hold of the uncle's address. That's where she starts sending, like, you know, paperwork and school checks. So then, you know, of course, my boyfriend's like, so how does she know my address? Eventually, my boyfriend found out that, you know, the son was told by mom to go over and, you know, grab the uncle's mail, take a picture so she knows where they're living at. So then when the dad confronted the son was like, well, my mom told me to do this. If I don't do it, then I can't play VR games or whatever. So then he was doing that. So honestly, I don't think that is a good idea, teaching your kids to do that, because eventually when they grow up, they think that it's okay to do, and that's not okay. That's just pretty much teaching them to be a criminal.
Right. Well, it's stealing. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it, Suzanne. Completely lost in what she just said.
Totally lost. My eyes started crossing.
I'm like, am I just not able to keep up with her? But that was like just me.
Dez explaining relationships. I totally was like, what?
Okay, Bradley, what's going on with you and your girlfriend?
So we had a somewhat of a similar situation. So me and my girlfriend, our fathers have both passed away within 3 years. And when my dad passed away, my family was great. You know, we all got what we wanted and it was no hard feelings. But my girlfriend, her and her sibling, they fought over the jerseys and they just disappeared. And we go over for dinner every once in a great while and we're always looking for these jerseys. But she claims she doesn't have them, but it was only her and her sibling that had them. And he played minor league baseball, a ton of it. And she's just always wanted these jerseys, and she only got one thing from her dad when he passed away, and it was just like this little shelf that he made that says their last name on it, and all she wants is one of these jerseys, and he had like 12 of them with his name on it, but she won't give her any of the jerseys.
Oh my gosh, seriously, the families that fight over the dumbest stuff.
The dumbest stuff. You've got 12 of them. Give one jersey.
Yes, come on. Okay, so you're a fan of this too. A lot of people are saying they love this idea. They cannot believe they're supporting it, but they love it. Let's love this. Cautiously,
and don't get caught.
Yeah, right. Let us know how it goes, though. Do you get it back? We're going to be so curious.
Oh my gosh. And if you get it back, be careful, because you don't want a photo to have it in there.
Yeah. Oh, so much.